This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are underway. Tech Talk on a Saturday. Doug Swinhart is aboard. Winter is definitely going to arrive based on that forecast we heard from Al a moment ago, and it's a great opportunity to make sure that computer is up and running well. And we're going to get into all of that on the program today. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, you can do so on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. And the number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug, how are you doing these days?
Oh, I have had a very interesting week this week, Steve. I was having trouble with my two computers in the office. Fight. And I just overlooked the simple things. I had two bad Ethernet cables. Short ones, 3-footers. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up with trying to find the complicated things, we forget about the simple basics. And that's what happened to me this week.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it's a great point about troubleshooting and if you're having problems and having kind of a mental checklist on troubleshooting a problem with a laptop or a TV or any other electronic device. I would say step number one, when you're having trouble with something, the old when in doubt, reboot. Just restart the computer. So that's one. And then another one, power check all the connections, etc. Internet, like as you pointed out, and the reason I bring this up, I've worked for a streaming service, and we do sporting events, and part of the job is setting up the gear. You got to set up the computer and the camera and the mixer and all the audio stuff and make sure it's connected to the internet one way or another, and there's a number of ways to do that. As we've discussed, we have wireless options, we have wired options, but you're absolutely right. Some of that cabling, etc., stuff can come loose. Maybe you're vacuuming or cleaning or pulling something loose. Just making sure everything is connected and secure, especially when you're having problems, is a great place to start. It always isn't the worst case scenario.
Oh, you know, and these were brand new cables, and I've had extremely good luck with cables from Amazon. But I got a patch of cables. They're all 3-footers, braided, and I got red ones, so they're easy to pick out. But 3 out of the 4 cables were bad. And you just don't think of that because, well, they're brand new. Well, yeah, I came close to spending $700 to replace my network tester. And I thought, no, this is crazy. This is crazy. So I've just got it. And when you have inconsistencies, it amazes me how often you can't reproduce it. So that's almost like goes. I could almost guarantee it's some simple problem with hardware. Almost inevitably, it's a plug, it's a cable, it's just something easy. I wish I had a dollar for every time that happened to me over the past years. It's just nuts. So yeah, keep that checklist and keep it simple. Start with the simple things first. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, and I think it's just such great advice. It's just check all the cabling, you know. And here's another one, and this is from an old radio guy and a guy who's done remote broadcasts, etc. Sometimes just unplugging things and plugging those back in and resetting those or reseating those can be a big advantage. So there is no doubt that just checking all the cabling, all the connections, etc., is a good way to go. And really, an Ethernet cable is cheap. Some of this cabling is easy to replace. And if that's all it is, that is certainly no big deal, no problem.
You bet. And you know, the thing is, when you're looking at cables on Amazon, don't get all wrapped up with the gold-plated endings and all. Look at the reputation and how long it's been for sale. And when it comes to braided cables, I really like the braided cables, but I've already discovered that the round braided cables seem to be a lot more durable than the flat ones, which surprised me. I thought the flat ones would really be just gung-ho durable, and they really aren't. I like the round braided, and make sure that you get something at least Cat 5E, preparably Cat 6 or Cat 7, because the standards are changing. And don't be afraid to spend $20, $30 on a cable tester. But don't go spending a ton of money on a multifunction. They've got network cables that run into the tens of thousands of dollars. And, you know, most people just don't require that. Yes, no. Keep it cheapy just so you know that particular port is working and the cables you're able to test. But I think there's enough networking in people's houses today to where some type of network cabling or network tester is in order. It just makes life much, much simpler.
Yeah, and once again, boiling it down to, we have talked about over the years when a computer fails and how it's designed to fail. Mm-hmm. If it won't start at all, if it won't power up, you know, you want to start at the basic. Number one, are you getting power from your outlet? That is a good thing to check. And by the way, every hardware store, every home improvement store has these. They're little testers that you can plug in every outlet in your house and make sure that they're wired properly and you are indeed getting the proper power. So start.
Yeah, you're talking about one of them that are about $4 or $5, right?
Yeah, little tester. Yeah. They'll light up and they'll give you a green light if everything's good. They'll give you red lights if something is wired improperly. Or they won't light up at all if you have no power. And that gets into that troubleshooting. Sometimes it might be as simple as, hey, you're not getting power at the outlet, or the power supply is bad on your laptop, Chromebook, or ultimately your desktop computer, because those are designed to fail first and protect the rest of the system.
Indeed. And you know, power supplies today, they're not expensive. You don't have to spend big money. Yeah. Try to get something that's quiet if you're sitting on top of it. But you know, again, you can spend thousands of dollars on a power supply, and there's just no reason for it. Always get something a little bit larger than what you're feeding, just out of future-proof. Plus, power supplies are going to lose about 20% in the first 6 months. That's why when you go to look at them, you'll see 80 plus, 80 certified, 80 certified gold, platinum, and so on. So that 80 really does mean something. And that's something that's kind of interesting too, Steve. That's an anomaly that can't be explained even today. Why does a 300-watt power supply lose 20%? Why does a 500? And they all do it. Yeah. It's this conversion between AC and DC. I'm not sure. I wish I had an answer, but that's just very common. So always get yourself at least 20% greater than what you need, because it's going to lose that much. And you'll see that when you read the documentation. That's an interesting concept with PCs.
Yeah, so once again, I think troubleshooting, Doug, you got to the bottom of it. And I think if people just take their time and kind of start from square one, do I have power? Is everything plugged in correctly? And go from there, you can solve a lot of your own problems. By the way, we want to help you solve problems with your computer. The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. I'm Steve. He's Doug. By the way, all our programs are archived at WCCRadio.com. And we encourage you to take advantage of those podcasts and spread the word and download a podcast. If we're not on the air, or if you missed something from the program today or last week or whatever. All right, Doug, let's jump into some of the texts we have already.
Okay. Sure.
My home security system is no longer connected to my landline phone. It now sends alarm signals to the monitoring center wirelessly. Does it make it easier for a burglar to jam the alarm signal using a jammer? Does that stuff even exist? And what can I do about that? I still have a landline phone, but the monitoring company won't use that method anymore.
Yeah, landlines are kind of getting expensive. And this individual's concern is real. I got to believe that the security company is advanced enough, and I think they probably are, to where a jammer's not going to work. Or if they jam the signal, that's going to trip an alarm at the security company itself. So, yeah, I think they probably have that covered. I can appreciate them thinking, I want to stay cabled. And I'm surprised that they don't have a choice. That's, you get used to having something set up that works and is set up properly. That's, I know for sure if somebody cut your phone line and it was a secure line for a security company, that would trip the alarm and the police would be there in minutes.
Right.
So I got to believe the same thing is going to happen with the wireless and the Wi-Fi settings. But I that's an interesting question they asked that. I think it would probably be easier for a hacker to stop the wireless, but then it's going to trip the alarm. I don't know how they can do that. I don't know how they can get by it.
Yeah.
That would be a tough one.
If it was me, I wouldn't be all that concerned about that. I get the sense that the mere presence of signage that you have an alarm system or the property is being monitored, you know, the cameras that operate on a Wi-Fi network, and there's a lot of good materials. Ring is a product that comes to mind, but there's a lot of competition and people setting up surveillance cameras, and that's interior and exterior. A lot of this stuff is pretty hard to get by. And once again, once you set it up, you want to make sure you're using a good password. You know, password protection on this stuff is key, isn't it, Doug?
It is. And you know, the thing is this equipment has dropped in prices so far. It's just mind-boggling. You can now get a power over Ethernet, so that's cabled, and the actual electrical feed comes through the internet cable, through the Ethernet cable. So you're running a low voltage system that is completely enclosed, and a normal house like that, you could probably get set up for less than $1,000 and be completely self-contained and still have access to the internet so you can check it on your phone and that kind of thing. But I'm leery. I want to make sure that people understand that if you've got Wi-Fi in your house, you really want to be Wi-Fi 6E or better to be really secure and safe. If it's below that, it's pretty easy to hack. It really is. So that's that one point with security systems and the cameras as well. I like the cameras in specific spots, but I don't want to be walking around my house feeling like I'm on video all the time. So have that thing put together in such a way to where everybody can stay comfortable, but yet you're secure. But this is a good, that was a good text, by the way. I like that text. Just read the documentation and don't be afraid to get a hold of support and ask questions. I like equipment also that you can mix and match with other brands. You don't want to be too proprietary because that can get difficult, especially if they end up going out of business, which happens from time to time. So get something that is compatible and kind of basic equipment. Just stay basic. That'd be our advice.
Quick break. We have more tech talk coming up. And you can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And a call is good. You'll visit with Josh Wheeler, our producer on the program. If you call into the studio, if you text, it'll come right into the studio, and we'll get it on the air. Once again, Doug is in for the entire hour here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk here on a gray Saturday and a big cool down on the way. We'll have another update on the weather. It is certainly going to feel like late November. Winter's on the way. With highs in the 20s and lows in the teens. So we had that very mild, dry autumn. We've had some rain as of late, which is certainly good news, but it is going to get cold here later in the week. And after all, it is the end of November. Doug Swinhart joining us here on Tech Talk. And, Doug, here's really a good one from our text line. And, by the way, you can reach the program, 651-461-9226. And it is the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. And it's great to be, or the only way, really, to be a part of any of our shows 7 days a week here on CCO. Doug, what do you do? Should you be concerned if you get a notification that your personal info is on the dark web? Can you suggest anything besides freezing your credit?
Well, you know, they do a service at Proton through Password Manager and your email where they check the dark web, and they come back and they say, well, you got some information out there, but I wouldn't get too carried away. The nice thing about Proton is it tells you the exact account. And I had this get several notices over the past couple months, and one in particular just makes me chuckle every time I think about it. And it was from like 35 years ago on a MySpace page. I haven't been to that site for I don't know how long. So, you know, that information is out there. As long as I'm not using that same password somewhere else, who cares? It's going to get leaked. It's going to get out there one way or another. And it's good to know about it so you can rearrange your passwords. But here again, we're back to the common sense best practice of make sure you're changing your passwords from time to time and don't use the same password for 300 logins.
Oh.
That's not proper credentials.
No, it isn't good. And if you have a good password manager, it can really help you use even some of the passwords that some of these sites suggest. But when you're talking about your bank accounts, your credit cards, those things you're going to all the time, you want to mix those up. And when we've talked about passwords, Doug, it's good to come up with a system. And you and your significant other, spouse, partner, whatever, if you're on the same page when it comes to passwords, it helps. But numbers and symbols are all good things. You don't want simple passwords that anybody can figure out. I mean, but then again, you've also got to be able to remember those passwords without writing them down and putting them on a piece of tape and putting them under your keyboard. Those are no good either.
That's true.
So
I would agree with everything you're saying. And a good password manager will also offer you the ability to hand you an enormous password, make it safe, safe, safe. But then it's important that you have a good password so you can get into your password manager. You can use these functions, but be cautious. And by all means, when you're doing your will and your estate planning, make certain that you and your significant other sat down and made plans on how to transfer this data after we're gone. Correct. You've got to do it. I've seen a lot of people over the last decade really struggle with this. And it's bad enough when you lose a loved one, much less take 6 months out of your time, and you got to chase it. You got to get records and copies, and you got to prove that you have the right to get into this person's account. And it's not always easy, and it shouldn't be. You know, we're living in a world where security is very important. So they're not just going to hand it out. But that's really an important factor, too, that I think many people just kind of put off and procrastinate until the day, too late. So be aware, just good planning.
Yeah. And the person that texted, and this is really a good one. Anything beside freezing your credit. Here's the thing. that isn't that difficult. TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, the big three, now have online. It takes a little time to set up. And I've told this story before, and it's worth just a quick retell. Had my wallet stolen a number of years ago. It was a nightmare. Credit cards, ID, etc. Well, long story short, there was some credit card fraud that was easy to take care of. You know, they stole my wallet. They wanted the credit card.
That's because you caught it in time, though.
Yeah, right. And ironically, my ID was thrown in the ditch somewhere because one of those crews that was out cleaning up the litter, I got it back in the mail about a year later. So they didn't even want my ID. Point being is this, is after that point in time, one of the things that was suggested is put your credit on hold or a credit freeze. And now that I'm signed up at all three of the biggies, I can go on. Say, for instance, I need a new vehicle and want to go to the car dealer and need to unlock my credit. I can do that for a 24 or 36 hour period while they run my credit, and then I can freeze it. It can all be done online. It's very secure. This is just me, and I am no financial planner, but I highly recommend taking that step. And then for sure, the bad guys can't get a hold of your information and open up credit on your behalf because it's locked down and there's dual authentication involved, et cetera, et cetera. For me, it's the way to go. I have a lot more peace of mind since I've taken control of that and have my credit on hold or, in some cases, frozen.
And, you know, all these credit reporting agencies, they have to do that for you. They have to. Yeah, they were kind of called in by the federal government, and there's been a lot of changes in this industry over the past decade. So yeah, this is a good thing. And I think too that people should also put limits on each credit card up. You can set your own limit. I've got my limits all set on my credit cards.
Sure.
But I don't think people should get overreactive when they get these notices. I don't think you need to lock up your credit and do all that stuff, but that's a good idea that you do that if you're going to take away any kind of opportunity for somebody to really steal your identity and do it well. You know what I mean? I mean, there have been cases where people have bought cars and they've been on the hook for a house.
It could be a nightmare, yeah.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, and there's more and more of this happening. And that's why these honest companies that are doing business with you legitimately are sending you this notice. Now, and if it's rampant, I mean, if you got like five passwords that you're using and they tell you what they are, you need to make some changes immediately.
Yeah, and one other thought on that, I think these threats of your info floating around on the dark web are also used as a marketing tool to get you sign up for a monthly service. I mean, that's a simple fact as well. So tread lightly on that. Hey, we got a break. We have an update on the weather. We're going to see a big cool down. We'll have details on that momentarily. And then still plenty of time to join us on Tech Talk. Doug, of course, is here for the entire hour. It is the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And the number is 651-461-9226. Oh, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the show, as always. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on this Saturday at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And if you want to join the program, you're welcome to, as always, on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you want to visit with Doug, and you can call the studio, visit with Josh Wheeler, or text and come right into the text line, and we'll get it on the air very quick. Doug, I don't know if you heard about it. I certainly didn't read a lot about it, but on last week's show we talked about that big fight, Mike Tyson was fighting. And Netflix had all sorts of problems with it, and there was concerns about it. I don't know if you had heard any more about what they were going to do to try and fix it, but we did find out it was the most watched streaming event in history.
Well, yeah, you know, rumors are flying around like wild, Steve. I can't substantiate any of this, but as you may or may not know, Comcast and Netflix have had some issues in the past. And first thing that many people who are in the Netflix camp, they're screaming and hollering that they're being played with in the background by Comcast. And it's pure rumor. We can't take any of this as fact. Now, if that's the case, that's not good. But I doubt it. I just don't see it. There were a lot of people that paid a lot of money, and things just did not go well.
Well, and lawsuits were filed, and people signed up for Netflix, etc. It wasn't like one of those pay-per-view where you're shelling out $100 to watch a pay-per-view boxing fight. But we're also talking we're not talking the audience size or the demand on the internet. And right. I still think it speaks to, you know, the capacity issue. And that
no doubt.
This is still, you know, a big event like that with everybody on the line hitting not only the internet, but all these servers that are providing this. That's a lot. This is still relatively new.
And we've been very lucky. And we're like walking on a tight wire here. Even Google is running out of storage. Google. it's just mind-boggling to me. And we really need to address our backbone and our infrastructure for the internet. Just because it's running doesn't mean it's perfect. It's got a long way to go. And I think that this industry as a whole has kind of gotten away with what they can deliver and what they can get by with. Every internet service we buy, we pay for monthly. We know what we're going to pay. We don't pay up to. We pay the bill. But yet we can buy a gigabit internet service and never see above 400 megabits per second. It's just mind-boggling. And I think that this big thing that happened with Netflix really is going to put some focus where it should have been maybe 10 years ago. So this is I think it'll be a good thing for the public at the end. But at the end of the day, we still got to look and say it's not an endless source of information. And Comcast, as much as you hear people complain about that, they have done more than everybody else put together with their techniques for compressing video, compressing data, and keeping the whole business rolling. They're not all bad, by no means. So yeah, we got to have that balance. But yeah, I think it was just too many people accessing all at once. And really, whether people realize it or not, we're suffering with this every day. Not to that extreme, but we are.
Yeah, there's no doubt. By the way, lawsuits, a Florida man sued Netflix over streaming issues during that fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. The lawsuit was obtained midweek by USA Today, accused Netflix of deception and alleges breach of contract. Netflix hasn't commented, but you're talking about, once again, upwards of 100 million or more people from around the world trying to access an event that's streaming in real time. So once again, it does show us some of the limitations right now. And oh, by the way, you can get a hold of us, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, on the program over the years, we've talked about backup strategies and backing up your data and how to do that and having a hard copy, an external hard drive that you can disconnect from your desktop or your laptop, your Chromebook, whatever. Something that you completely separate, that you have documents and photos and videos that you want to keep, and you have that on an external hard drive that is separate from the machine. You unplug it so it's not tethered to the machine for security's sake. But there are automated backups as well. Are there any that you deal with regularly? Because it's come up to me when I've talked to certain individuals about backing up, and they're saying, well, I'll just forget. I won't do it. And I've talked about automated, but I'm wondering right now at the moment if there is an automated or a paid for service that'll back up your data that you recommend at the moment.
Well, my favorite is called iDrive, and just go to iDrive.com. It has nothing to do with Apple, believe it or not. This is a great company in California. They're local, and they're inexpensive. In fact, I bet you they're running a deal right now. I wish I knew what it was, but they're not expensive. Carbon Copy's been around forever. And, you know, Mosey, we used to talk about Mosey quite a bit, too. Mosey was acquired by Carbon Copy, which just made them bigger and stronger. But I think my favorite today for an external would probably be one of two. And the first one would be iDrive. And the second one would be SugarSync. And I believe they're in Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken. But if you could do business local, that's good. Just go to Google and type in backup service for the homeowner. And you're going to get a plethora. And you can even put in near me or in my area after that. And it will actually do some shopping for you. But I think it's a good idea, especially if people are too busy to get it done on a regular basis. If you're not in the habit of doing this, there's danger and very much anger and frustration in your future. I can almost guarantee it. It's like insurance. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Yeah, for sure. And these automated backups, I saw you had mentioned iDrive. I typed it in real quickly. 5 terabytes mm-hmm. cloud backup. $9.95 for the first year. Now, granted, after that, you got to read the fine print. It's about $100 a year, but we're talking
terabytes.
$8 a month for that.
5 terabits.
Yeah,
that's an enormous amount of data, Steve.
But Doug, a lot of people are going to say, "Okay, that sounds good. How secure is my data?"
Oh, very. Oh, yeah. That's one thing you don't have to worry about, because as soon as they disconnect from your computer, they are switching channels, they're switching ports, they're switching internet connections. It would be very difficult for anybody to get in there. Have people tried? Absolutely. This is an area where they could configure this system completely different than what most people think of as a cloud service, and they do. Their security is, see if you can find where we're at this second. It's nearly impossible. And this was all laid out by Google many, many years ago. And it's all open source. You can get the how they're doing it. But it's more than just file encryption. They actually swap out which router they're going to go to for the next customer. It's phenomenal what they put together. And a good backup service, that's the last thing that you need to worry about. Why? Their reputation is on the line to keep your data secure. If they ever had a breach and news got out that they had a breach, especially if they denied it and then it was proven that they lied, oh, God, they'd be out of business in a month.
Yeah.
It's just too big a gamble for them. That's their number one rule is connectivity and security, guaranteed.
Doug, here's another one that came in a moment ago on our StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And we're going to get into this in more detail in a moment. But that is the U.S. government proposing a partial breakup of Google. And that is separating the Chrome browser, and that Google had violated U.S. antitrust law mm-hmm. with its search business. And someone sent a text about that, and that came through this week, and we're going to talk more about that and what impact that could have. Now, we have a change in administration coming in. Biden will leave office. Trump will take over for the second time in January. All of that could change going forward. But we're going to get into
will.
Yeah, but we'll get into that in a moment following the break. What could this mean? Google and spinning off Chrome here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and you can join us as always on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. 651-461-9226. We have all the news at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll get a prep bowl update from U.S. Bank Stadium. Final championship game coming up here in a bit in 5A. Alex Alexandria against Elk River. All right, Doug, big story. The U.S. government formally proposed a partial breakup of Google on Wednesday, urging a federal judge to force a sale of the company's Chrome web browser after a landmark ruling this year found that Google had violated U.S. antitrust law with its search business. And, you know, once again, people have argued for a long time Microsoft got too big, too influential. And Google in the tech world is kind of the latest big target right now that's just too big, too influential.
I think our government might have got the idea from the EU and the UK. And some of these lawsuits against Google are valid, in my opinion. The precedents that they have, the things that they can do to point people to their customers that are spending a lot of advertising money, but then that kind of takes away the fairness of the internet, does it not? Of course it does. So this is a good move. If something isn't done to limit this favoritism or nepotism, if you will, it's just going to continue to get out of hand. And for the last four decades, people have looked at this industry as a whole and said, well, you know, it's there are no laws, so they're not really doing anything wrong. Well, yeah, but you gotta have a personal set of values and ethics as well. You can't just run rampant like you're a cowboy in the West. You just can't do that.
Yeah.
There's too many people involved, and the internet is too big. It's more important than any one person, any one business, any one country. It's part of the evolution of man, in my opinion. And it's important that people have free access to that data globally. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and Doug, it brings up, you know, once again, Google Chrome. We've talked about it for a long time. But there are a lot of good browsers out there. You don't have to default to that. Once again, you get an Apple Mac, you get Safari on board, you get Edge on Microsoft equipment, but there are a lot of other good browsers out there.
Oh, you
don't have to go the Chrome route. Sometimes it's easy button. Firefox, great option, very popular.
Yeah, I haven't used Google Chrome for at least 5 years at all. And I think that these browsers that are, how do I say, predominantly come from a specific company, they're going to be geared to make that company money no matter what you do.
Sure.
Now, Google is an extreme, I think. But yeah, I think that the Brave browser, that's laid out, built on a Chromium base. And I use Chromium instead of Chrome. And I also use Chromium ungoogled. And that takes out all the Google stuff, but it doesn't run all that well. And by the way, Steve, just so you know, the Tor browser, which is infamous, I've had that thing running this last several weeks, and it's fast. It used to be slow as molasses. Not anymore. I think there's enough people contributing to the back end, to the backbone of Tor. It's and an onion. It's just screaming. And that's about as safe a browser as you're going to find. I encourage people to just Google Tor, T-O-R, download the Tor browser. Looks like Firefox or Chrome, depending on how you get to them. And install it, read through the project, and see what you think. That really is just an ultimate. And I'm glad to see that because they need some competition. But I also like LibreWolf, which is built on a Mozilla engine. Looks like Firefox. But again, it's an alternative. You have 5-6 browsers and stay away from Chrome. You don't have to deal with any of that stuff. I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, and once again, that is an evolving story. And once again, with the change in administrations, we have no idea where that will go. But I ultimately think, you know, these companies get too big, and then you start hearing the terms too big to fail, and that starts to get scary. And I don't think any of us want to be in a situation where any company in any sector gets too big to fail. I think we heard that during the banking
favoritism on steroids, in my opinion. You know,
yeah.
I don't see him doing that to any small or medium sized business. Nobody's going to bail you out. It's sink or swim. And it really should be the same rules for all of us in a perfect world, but it's not.
Yeah.
But that's ugly. I don't, you know, I said when that was going on, Steve, and of course, I'm just a little cog in a great big wheel. I said, you know, screw them, let them fail. I meant it, you know. But no, we couldn't do that. And yeah. Most of these people would have just turned around and went to work somewhere else anyway.
Doug, let's get your phone number and email. If people want to reach out during the week, how do they do that?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. ADMIN at WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And man, the hour went fast. I'll talk to you soon, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Oh, thank you, and the same to you.
All right, there he is, Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk. And we plan to do it again next Saturday between 3 and 4. If you missed part of the show, all of our shows are available at WCCORadio.com. And just search WCCO Tech Talk. We have the news. We have the weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Update on the fall hunting season. And then John Millay will join us from U.S. Bank Stadium. Prep Bowl a week early this year. And we'll get an update on that. One champion to go, Alexandria and Elk River getting...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Started here in a bit. And then, of course, a lot of college football here on CCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.